This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I have with me Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a good Thursday, especially after the 4 days of continuous losses that we've seen on the Nifty. It was definitely a day of recovery when we've seen both the benchmark indices Nifty and the Sensex snapping the four-day losing streak. How do you sum up the entire trading day action? Also, what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, Nifty snapped its four-day losing streak and closed in positive territory on Thursday, despite muted global cues. But, you know, cool-off in the crude oil prices, which hit a seven-week low, and stable earnings from, let's say, you know, L&T, Axis Bank, and Kotak Mahindra Bank helped revive sentiment. Now, in fact, Sensex rallied nearly 300 points, while Nifty 50 closed near its intraday high of 12,189. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 271 points to close at 41,386, while Nifty 50 ended with gains of 73 points to 12,180. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in capital goods, followed by realty, oil and gas, infrastructure, as well as telecom stocks. While there were no sectoral losers, but Nifty Bank advanced 303 points with all its constituents in the green. Now, broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index rose 1.06%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.95%. And now, if you look back, you know, throughout this week, even though Nifty 50 or Sensex was on a, you know, declining spree, both mid-cap and small-cap stocks or indices were outperforming. So definitely that's a marked trend which investors should watch out for. Apart from that, market did recoup losses, but for the bulls to regain control on D Street, a close above 12,220 and 12,250 is required on the Nifty 50. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, Nifty gainers were BPCL, GAIL India, IOC, as well as Yes Bank. And in terms of losers, Tech Mahindra, Cipla, UPL and Z Entertainment were the top Nifty losers.
All right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, could you help us understand how were the sectors placed and where was the action in terms of sectors? Also, in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Absolutely. Well, sectorally, the action was prominent in the capital goods index, which was up 2.3%, followed by the realty, which gained 2.04%, and the oil and gas index closed with gains of 1.83%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 600% was seen in stocks like L&T, Cummins India, Canara Bank, IGL, MRF, as well as PVR. Long buildup was seen in stocks like IRC, PFC, Coal India, ONGC, and Adani Power, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Power Grid, NMDC, UPL, Cipla, as well as CESC. Well, although, you know, Sensex and Nifty did not hit a fresh record high, but there were 80 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Nestle India, Apollo Hospitals, Jubilant Foodworks, Amber Enterprises, Ipca Laboratories, etc., among others.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, also there were a whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with GE T&D that was up about 6% in trade today after the company backed a project from Jammu and Kashmir Power Development Department for the distribution operations in the cities of Jammu and Srinagar. Now, Yes Bank share prices jumped over 6% today after State Bank of India Chairman Rajneesh Kumar had indicated that the private lender will not be allowed to fail. Also, Indian Oil Corporation share prices ended about 4% higher after signing an MOU with Ghana's oil regulator, National Petroleum Authority. Also, shares of Granules India climbed about 7% to hit a fresh 52-week high of 161 rupees per share as it extended the gains into the second consecutive session post the Q3 earnings. Also, share prices of Larsen and Trubro gained about 3% after the company reported a profit growth of 15% year-on-year to 2352 crore rupees in the quarter ended December. That was driven by lower tax costs that were down 37% year-on-year, and also the operating income. Apart from this, Kshitij, could you help us understand how are the technicals placed and what do the charts indicate right now on the Nifty? What are the crucial supports and the resistances that we need to watch out for now?
Sure. In terms of technicals, actually, Nifty formed a bullish candle as it took support near the 50 days exponential moving average placed at 12,080 levels. Now, if Nifty 50 sustains above 12,094, which is in fact the intraday low formed in today's trading session, then it could attract some follow-through buying in the next session. And the follow-through buying could actually take the index towards 12,225 and 12,298 levels. However, a close below 12,094 to 12,087 can resume the weakness in the index, with target place around about 11,900 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. So three levels to watch out for on Friday would be 12,094. That's your first support to watch out for. Below that would be 12,087, which is the 50 days exponential moving average. On the higher side, 12,189 and 12,225 are your crucial resistance level to watch out for.
All right. Thanks a lot then, Chitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.